News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. One of my favorite things to do is to ask a guest, hey, what's your favorite song? Who do you want to hear about this morning? And my guest in the studio this morning is Christy Craig. She is the executive director with Ready Kids, and she said, NSYNC, NSYNC. Are you happy now, Christy?
I've got the biggest smile on my face.
She was already moving and grooving. And with her, we have Daphne, I hope I get this right, Hewlin. She is the program and volunteer coordinator for Ready Kids. So excited that y'all could come in this morning and be on the show. Tell me everything about Ready Kids, because some folks, I've heard of you, of course, but some folks may have heard the name but have no idea what you do, what your mission and values are. Let's talk about that.
Oh, we are so excited to be here, Meg. Thank you so much for inviting us out. So Ready Kids is a local nonprofit specific to Pensacola, and we are all about helping kids get ready for kindergarten. We do that through one-on-one mentorship, family engagement, educator support, and really help children in our community find the joy and confidence in learning so that they can enter kindergarten ready, excited, and just so prepared to be the best students that they can. One of my favorite things about what we do at Ready Kids is our Reading Pals program, and that is where
Reading Pals. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that is where Daphne shines. So I'll let her tell you guys a little bit about Reading Pals.
Yes, our Reading Pals program is a volunteer opportunity. You know, we ask people to come mentor a pre-K student. We operate in 8 Title I elementary schools in Escambia County. Each one of those schools, you know, they are, you know, in the need for someone to come and spend just 45 minutes once a week with a kid, get them prepared through learning, play. You know, honestly, some of these kids don't realize it, but they are learning through play with their buddy, building that confidence, those social emotional skills, skills that help them stay on track and ready for kindergarten, because, you know, there was a need for it. And, you know, it is an amazing thing. It really is.
Our students are so excited when they see their mentor walk into the classroom.
Aww.
They light up, they run and give their mentor the biggest hug. And these children really look forward to it every single week. As a Reading Pal, you're matched with the same kid and see them, again, like Daphne said, 45 minutes once a week.
Mm-hmm.
You focus on building those early literacy skills, those social emotional skills, and we offer everything that you could need. We have a room full of books and puzzles and Play-Doh and STEM kits and literacy kits and stamps and all kinds of things to make learning fun, hands-on, interactive, and give a child a voice in their learning experience. When we think about children, you realize that they don't have a lot of autonomy in their life.
Right.
They're told, you know, when to go to bed, when to wake up, what they're having for dinner, it's time for bath, it's time, you know, to go to the store, whatever it might be. So when they come into the Reading Pals room and they get to pick out what they work on,
mm-hmm.
and they get to choose a story that they read, and they get to be an active part in that activity, it is so profound for them.
Well, tell them the age of these children. These are little children, right? Mm-hmm. This is preschool kids.
Yeah, 4 to 5 mm-hmm. years old. Some of them, you know, they're like just freshly 4, turning 5. Maybe some of them are turning 6 this year. But yes, little babies.
And sadly, we always hope that they're going to be getting, you know, so many parents are great parents and they're doing the best that they can. And they have, maybe they don't have time, though, to really mm-hmm. sit down and make sure the kids are getting that attention, maybe getting those early learning books that you see. Maybe they can't afford them. But there are a lot of children in our community that do not have those opportunities. And it would be just a shame to have them start school behind everybody else.
You're absolutely right, Meg. And I always say that it does not matter what your background is or what your financial situation is. Think about what time looks like for you.
Yes.
When you've got kids in the household, and especially if you're a working parent, you're coming home, you're cooking dinner, you're doing bath time, you're helping with homework, you have extracurriculars that you have after school, time does not exist. So finding 45 minutes of undivided attention to share with a child is really, honestly, difficult for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So for
Absolutely.
These children to have a volunteer who can come out and give them that undivided attention, have all of the focus on them, celebrate them, show them that they matter and that you're proud of them, It is so unbelievably meaningful, not only for our students, but for our mentors as well.
So if I wanted to be a mentor, how do I go about doing that? And what are the qualifications? Are there age limits or anything, education requirements?
Well, anyone is welcome. We appreciate anyone who has a caring heart that wants to make a change in this world. yes, if you want to sign up, you can just come to our website, you know, readykidsfl.org/volunteer, and you can just submit an interest, and I will follow up with you, and we can get you signed up. We usually do an orientation process that is super easy. Basically, you just learn about the program, and then you'll sign up to officially start, and you're supported all through the way. You know, we've got everybody. We have a team that is there at every school to help and assist with, you know, so it's not much of a stress if you are qualified or not. You just need to have a caring heart. That's all.
Volunteers do have to be 18 or older, and you have to be able to pass a level 2 background check. But beyond that, as Daphne said, you don't have to have a background in education. You don't even have to have any experience with kids. You just have to have a caring heart, that desire to make a positive impact, and that time to give each week.
Okay, so who do I call and where do I go if I want to sign up?
So Daphne mentioned this, but readykidsfl.org/volunteer is our website for getting signed up, learning more about the program. If you just visit us at readykidsfl.org, you can click on the contact tab at the top and find all of our email addresses and phone numbers. Any one of our staff members would be happy to help you, but Daphne is certainly your girl, and she is quick. If you reach out, she'll be in touch within 24 hours.
Oh, look out.
Yes.
So you have a lot of other programs as well. I'm looking on your website now. We have family engagement, the summer programs coming up, Born Learning Trails. I want to talk about all of it. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with Christy and Daphne with Ready Kids. And of course, if you have a question about the program, maybe how you could get involved, or maybe you know a child that would benefit, just text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Excuse me. I'm here this morning with my friends from Ready Kids, Christy and Daphne, who are here to tell us all about the ways you can help out this nonprofit organization that does so much good for our preschoolers so that they're ready for school. And you've got an event coming up, Christy, you were mentioning to me.
We sure do. Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza is coming up on Saturday, March 28th, in celebration of National Reading Month. And it is a day full of fun, celebrating literacy, providing resources to our families, and we've got more than 20 different nonprofits, local agencies, and business partners who are going to have a table. Not only are they sharing their resources and services with you, but each of them will have some kind of craft activity, freebie, giveaway, so that when you visit each one, you're going to walk away with an experience or an item, and it is such a fun day. Very hands-on. We'll have live guest readers and some opportunities to create your own stories, so it's a lot of fun. March 28th, it's a Saturday. We're going to be at Museum Plaza downtown, and it's going to be from 10 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, perfect. So you can come out and take advantage and see all the different nonprofits, and Ready Kids will be there, and you're coordinating this.
Yes, we sure are. It is a Ready Kids-led event, and don't forget, free parking, so it's an even better time to come and join us.
It'll be perfect weather by March. It'll be fabulous. And also, do you need any volunteers for the event?
We don't need volunteers for that event, but we do need volunteers to be Reading Pals.
Okay, so we're looking for volunteers for Reading Pals, and we've been talking a lot about that. And you also have some other programs. Family engagement is one thing that I saw on your website. Talk a little bit about that, too.
Sure. Well, we know that families and parents are a child's first, best, and most important teacher, but children don't come with an instruction manual. So Ready Kids really wants to support families in being that teacher and helping them understand how learning happens at home. It doesn't have to be something where you got a background in teaching or education, but just using everyday moments to help your child explore the world around them, talk with them, sing with them, point things out, use every opportunity that you guys are together to just engage and get their brains thinking. I had a mentor who once said, every word a child hears is a word they will later read. So just by talking with your child, you're building those early literacy skills and that vocabulary.
I love that.
Yes. And so every month with our Reading Pals program, we send books home to children to help build home libraries. We're actually doing a family night with Community Action here in a couple of weeks, actually, in March. Mm-hmm. So we'll be teaching parents in that birth to five age range how to read with their child. Because, again, if you haven't been a parent before,
right,
these are things that don't come naturally. Mm-hmm. And I think there can be a lot of stigma where families feel like they're failing their child because they don't know what to do. And that's not the case. We're here to hold your hand.
So if a family wants to get in touch with you, how do they go about doing that? So how does that, you mentioned it earlier, but if maybe recap again, how can a child be a part of this program?
Yeah, the best way to find us is on our website, ReadyKidsFL, which is short for Florida.org, and you can find our contact information and all of our program info as well.
Okay, so what have we not talked about that we should talk about today? We've mentioned what Ready Kids is all about. And for those of you just joining us, if you've got a question or something that you are interested in, you can always text that in because these are our experts about Ready Kids, 850-437-1620.
Sure. Well, I will mention that Ready Kids is a very small nonprofit. We rely entirely on the generosity of our community to fuel our mission. We do not receive any state or federal funding, so we are always on the lookout for those who feel inspired by our mission to support us financially. Our work is entirely programmatic and is in service to the children of our community. It takes time, staff, and dollars to make that happen. So if you'd like to make a donation to Ready Kids, it would mean the world to us. No amount is too small. With $25, we can get five books to children.
Wow.
Yes, exactly, which is huge. So every dollar makes a difference. ReadyKidsFL.org/donate. We also need sponsors for Read Across Pensacola Day, mm-hmm. and we've got so many opportunities to either make an individual gift, a sponsorship, a corporate donation, or even a grant. So hit me up. We'd love to talk about it and have your support, whether it's through your time, talents, or treasures.
And what is Read Across Pensacola Day?
Read Across Pensacola Day is an event to celebrate early literacy, get our children excited about the process of reading, support families by giving them access to resources, and to tie in with the National Reading Month and National Read Across America movement.
And you partner with other organizations as well, correct?
We absolutely do. We have so many partnerships from Escambia County School District, the Early Learning Coalition of Escambia County, partnering with organizations like Penn Air, Credit Union, Florida Power and Light. The list goes on. Our partners are incredible. We're very collaborative at Ready Kids. We cannot do our work alone. And so, again, and when it comes to time, when it comes to money, when it comes to volunteers, all of that is because of the generosity of our community to give in whatever capacity feels meaningful to them.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. It's a great organization. I got to know Christy during our Leadership Pensacola class, and that's one of the benefits of leadership. You get to meet so many different people, and I admire so much what you do. And you really are making a difference for these young children who might otherwise end up starting school behind. And that's the last thing in the world we want to have happen.
It's so true.
And it's no one's fault. This isn't a blame game or a shame game, but people get busy. There are people that are working and barely get home in time to feed the kids, let alone have that extra time. And there might even be parents that may be intimidated because maybe they don't think they have the right skills to teach their child. You never know. I mean, the scenarios probably, you've probably seen them all, are endless.
We have seen them all, and you're absolutely right. It's never because somebody doesn't care, but a lot of times people just don't know. And so that's what Ready Kids is here to do. We're here to bridge that gap, to create that extra layer of support. And I did also want to quickly give a shout out to Baptist Healthcare, because this month is, of course, Black History Month, and their staff is coming out and reading to many of our schools in our kindergarten classrooms.
Oh, that's great.
And it's just another way that our community is standing up and saying, our students matter, and we're going to support them.
I love that. That's just wonderful. We're talking with Daphne and Kirstie with Ready Kids Florida, and you can go to their website and make sure I get it right.
ReadyKidsFL.org.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break for some commercials, and then we'll be back to wrap things up and tell you a little bit more about Ready Kids. I hope you're thinking of someone that maybe you could help and get their child involved, or we need you to be a volunteer to read to these kids. 45 minutes a week, right?
That's right. That's
I
it.
Think you could do it. All right, here we go. This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Ready Kids in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts are from Ready Kids, Florida this morning. Just a couple minutes left, Christy. Just anything that you want to mention.
I am going to toss it back to Daphne to wrap up with Reading Pals, our flagship program.
Yes, yes. Reading Pals, we need about 13 caring individuals who want to volunteer and make a difference for our pre-K kids. Right now, you know, once we match every single one of those kids, we just need, you know, probably like 13 more. And then once everybody matches, then that means that every single one of our kids in our program at each one of our 8 schools have a buddy that is with them every single day. Not every single day, sorry. Once a week. And that means that they are learning, they're growing, they're exploring, because they're sponges at this age.
Right. You know?
They are. Yeah. And I just want to mention about these 13 kiddos who are still waiting for a mentor. They have gone the entire school year so far, aww, seeing their friends pulled every single week and getting to experience the joy that, aww, is Reading Pals. So if that pulls on your heartstrings a little, just think about these 13 kiddos who are still waiting for a pal of their own, and you could be that person who lights their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm tearing up now.
Yeah, but we were talking before the break about how important kindergarten readiness is, mm-hmm, and that, you know, back in the day when I was in kindergarten, it was a lot of like singing songs and there was nap time and we went to recess,
right,
and we played.
Cookie time.
Yes, but nowadays, kids have to know a lot. My nephews were in kindergarten last year, and they were having to write complete sentences identifying,
really,
nouns and verbs. And students in kindergarten are being tested, and they have to go through the same rigorous assessments that older children do, which, you know, that's a talk for another day.
Yeah, that's a whole another show,
that's pretty
probably
intense, exactly.
Yes.
But with that being the reality of our kindergarten students, Ready Kids is here to make these children as ready and excited and confident for kindergarten as possible. So again, we would love to have you be a reading pal. Join us. ReadyKidsFL.org/volunteer is where you can find all of our information. We actually have a volunteer orientation happening today.
Oh my
and another
goodness
one next week.
Is it too late for someone to come today?
Absolutely.
It is not.
Okay, what time is that?
It's actually right after this.
Oh my goodness, okay.
So whoever's listening live,
just
I will meet you.
In your car, we'll, yes, meet you where?
Yes, at the Early Learning Coalition building.
Do you have the address?
1720 West Fairfield Drive at noon today with lunch provided.
There, yes, you go. Come on out for that. That's
today. Who
wouldn't
today want a free meal?
Why not? Absolutely. Well, you're doing a great job, and I know that there's a great need. So we're going to have you back to talk, mm-hmm, more about it. What are the ages of these little kids that you're working with?
It is a 4 to 5 age range.
Okay.
Yes, for the pre-K, yes.
Too stinking cute. Okay, so much to think about. Ready Kids, I'm so glad y'all could come in this morning. Christy Craig, who's executive director. Daphne Eulen,
yes,
did I get it right? Yay! Program coordinator and volunteer coordinator. Thank you both for being here. That address one more time?
ReadyKidsFL.org.